Welcome to another episode of Women in Spanish History, brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Today we are going to talk about someone whom we've actually mentioned in a previous podcast when I talked about a famous mission, an international mission, which took place to vaccinate Latin America and beyond, mainly Spanish territories. In the early 1800s, it was led by a doctor named Francisco Javier de Balmis, and the mission was known as the Balmis Expedition. But he, as anyone would when trying to carry out such an extraordinary mission, he had a lot of help. He had a support team, and one of the most important people, if not the most important member of his team, was a woman named Isabel Zendal. That's usually how she goes by, Zendal, although she has a number of other names where her last name especially is spelled somewhat differently. Sometimes Zendales, sometimes Gandalia, a lot of variations. Anyway, she is remembered as one of the most important yet historically overlooked figures in the global fight against smallpox. She was born in 1771 in the village of Parada, which is in the region of Galicia in Spain. And she became a nurse and a caretaker who played a sort of crucial role in the success of the international vaccination campaign known, as I was telling you about, known officially as the Royal Philanthropic Vaccine Expedition. This took place between the years 1803 and 1806. Through her work caring for children who carried the smallpox vaccine across the Atlantic, she made it possible one of the most ambitious public health missions of the early 19th century. I would go as far as to say one of the most ambitious missions for health reasons of all time, given the time we're talking about, the complexity, the daringness of this idea, and carrying it out. Although, as I will mention a little bit later on, there were aspects of this mission that were probably, definitely from a modern standpoint, questionable and outright objectionable. But given the limitations that they had back then, there was rational thinking behind it, and it certainly made sense. As I was saying, Isabel was born in Galicia. Her family was pretty humble, as was much of Galicia back then. Her father worked as a farmer. Her mother managed the household. And like many families in rural Galicia at the time, they lived modestly, and formal education opportunities were very, very limited. After her parents died when she was still young, Zendal had to support herself and eventually moved to the city of La Coruña, or A Coruña, which is a big city in Galicia on the northern coast. There she found work connected to charitable institutions that cared for abandoned or orphaned children. In the late 1790s, Zendal was employed at the Casa de Expósitos de A Coruña. Expósito refers to orphans or children who had been abandoned, and since they don't know the name, they would give them that last name, Expósito. Sounds like Exposito. She worked as the rectora, or the head caretaker, supervising the daily needs of the children, feeding them, making sure they were taking care of their hygiene and organizing their care. And obviously when they were sick, she would care for them too. This was a time where children were susceptible to all kinds of viruses, diseases that in many cases have been eradicated nowadays, but back then were killers. Anyway, this experience was not easy, but it gave her some practical skills that would later prove essential during this famous historical medical mission. At the beginning of the 19th century, smallpox remained one of the most devastating diseases in the world. The disease caused high mortality rates and left many survivors blind or severely scarred. In 1796, the English physician Edward Jenner discovered that infection with cowpox could protect people from smallpox, creating the first effective vaccine. The word vaccine comes from the word for cow. Spain quickly recognized the importance of this breakthrough and sought to sort of bring this new vaccine to its colonies in the Americas and Asia. Now, to accomplish this goal, King Charles IV of Spain sponsored a large-scale public health mission led by this doctor I was telling you about, Francisco Javier de Balmes. King Charles himself had lost a child to this disease, so he was quite sensitive to this subject and supported this mission. Charles IV has sort of a bad reputation as a ruler, but this is certainly one of the highlights of his reign. The expedition aimed to transport the vaccine to Spanish territories in the Americas and the Philippines. Now, because refrigeration did not exist, the vaccine had to be kept alive by transferring the virus from one person to another in a continuous chain. And this is the amazing system here. They put all these people on the boat, and little by little, they would pass this virus, this vaccine on from one person to the next every couple of weeks. Now, this is where Isabel Zendal's role became essential. In 1803, she was chosen to accompany the expedition as the caretaker of the 22 orphaned boys from A Coruña, and from the orphanage there. These children would serve as living carriers of the vaccine. One child would be inoculated, and after a few days, the fluid from the pustule, or sort of something that looks like a blister, would be used to vaccinate the next child, preserving the vaccine during the long sea voyage. So it was just passed from child to child every week or two, and it was an incredible, incredible idea. And the downside was that they were using children as carriers, so it sounds rather cruel and cold. But as I said, there was some rationale behind that, and they were well taken care of, at least originally. Zendal was responsible for the children's health and safety and emotional well-being throughout the journey. The expedition departed from A Coruña on a ship known as the Maria Pita. Actually, well, I'll have to include her as one of our the subjects of another episode here. In November 1803, for the next couple of months, Zendal looked after the boys during harsh ocean crossings and long stays in unfamiliar lands. Historical accounts emphasize her dedication. She washed, fed, comforted, and cared for the children, many of whom were frightened and far away from home. Her role ensured that the chain of vaccination continued uninterrupted. After arriving in the Caribbean, the expedition spread the vaccine across territories such as Puerto Rico, Mexico, and parts of Central and South America. Eventually, different branches of the mission traveled even farther, reaching the Philippines and other parts of Asia. I believe China was also a recipient of this mission. Historians consider the Royal Philanthropic Vaccine Expedition to be the first large-scale international healthcare campaign and vaccination campaign in history. And I believe they're right. I'm sure we can't find anything remotely similar to it at that time. Isabel Zendal remained with the expedition in the Americas for several years. Many sources suggest that she eventually settled in Mexico and probably in Puebla, which is a beautiful town, in fact, a beautiful city, about 2 hours east of Mexico City, where she continued working with children and health-related roles. Details about her later years are scarce. In fact, they're so scarce, no one really knows when she died, which is sort of a sad note there. Some say it was as late as 1811. It may have been later, but no one knows. No one has any official account of her dying. Now, for many years, Zendal's contribution was largely forgotten in sort of mainstream historical accounts, as well as medical history, which focused primarily on the male physicians who led the expedition. However, in recent decades, and not so recent decades, historians and public health scholars have highlighted the essential role that she played. In fact, in 1950, the World Health Organization recognized her as the first nurse to participate in an international humanitarian mission. Today, Isabel Zendal is increasingly celebrated as a pioneer of nursing and global health. And thanks to this this podcast, hopefully a few more people will learn about her. Hospitals, schools, and research centers in Spain have been named after her, including the hospital Enfermera, which means nurse, Isabel Zendal in Madrid. I've been there because that was a hospital for medical emergencies, large-scale medical emergencies that was rapidly thrown up in about 100 days at the end of 2020 as a place where large-scale vaccinations could be carried out from this pandemic. She was a more than logical choice to be honored when they named the hospital after her. And I was there twice to get, or was it three times? At least twice. And maybe it was I got a third. I think maybe I got all three vaccines there. I'm pretty sure now that I think about it. Anyway, her story is a reminder that major achievements in medicine and public event often depend not only on scientific discoveries, but also on the dedication and compassion of those who care for patients. And this was all well before Florence Nightingale. Although she lived a modest life and left few written records, Isabel Zendal's work helped protect thousands, potentially millions of lives from one of history's deadliest diseases, smallpox. Her courage and commitment made her an important figure in the history of medicine, and she is an early example of the vital role nurses play in global health efforts. Anyway, that'll be all for our podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. And you can do so by clicking on your PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel, which is finally starting to grow a little bit there, and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.